And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, spanning south of Birmingham, the north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, okay, here's the deal. Number one of the triple dipper, I'm calling it energy hostages. So it's amazing to me, and I was thinking through this, and I even, by the way, what's kind of funny is, so last night, because I had some commitments this morning, last night I had to finish most of my show resourcing and get it to Boomer to help me put together. But I did a bunch of my resourcing last night, and I did this section last night, and then this morning I found an audio clip that was spot on. So here's the deal. Energy is now a weapon. And at the very least, it's a coercive tool, a coercive tool. What I'm saying there is nation states are using energy to coerce and get what they want on the international scene. But in a minute, I'll also go into the fact that it's not just in the nature of actual warfare or foreign policy, statesmanship, brinksmanship. It's also right here at home in the cultural wars. We are energy hostages. We have to sit idly by, not really idle, but we have to sit by, apparently, and just pay ever-rising energy bills because knuckleheads make decisions and nation states make decisions. And so I made this energy hostages segment, and at one point I was thinking energy is now a weapon of war, and it is. And then this morning, my point is, this morning, as I was kind of checking things out, make sure the news hadn't changed, I didn't want to change any of my dippers for the day, and I was working on the monologue and all that kind of stuff, I come across an audio clip from yesterday afternoon, retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, and he's making a statement that is so in line with what I'm talking about with regards to Russia and its energy sources that it pipes into the rest of Europe. I thought, you know what? Got to play it. So, Boomer, you got that clip for me, bud? All right, go ahead. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, his comments on energy being a weapon of war. Play it.
Yeah, Rich, first of all, thanks for having me today on Labor Day, and happy Labor Day to you. Look, the Russians are using energy as a weapon. Economics has always been part of warfare, and it's really been brought very close to home to the European continent because, as Amy just said, 35% of energy flows into Europe from Nord Stream 1. Well, the Russians just shut it down. It was cut down by 80%. Now it's been turned off. And the Russians know exactly what they're doing when you see some of the protests you're seeing in some of the European capitals right now. And as Amy made that comment also, that when energy prices are up 400%, that's a shocking number. I mean, that is just incredible if you're a consumer. But I've got to say that, you know, Europe was fair warned on this. In 2018, President Trump went in front of the UN, at the UN General Assembly, and he said that Europe has to get off of Russian energy, and they didn't do it, and now they're kind of stuck with that. And Putin knows exactly what he's doing by pushing that envelope of energy and the push on energy prices going up, that Europe is going to start to break. And right now they're talking about economic packages supporting Ukraine. Look, right.
All right. So there's the point, and that's exactly what I was saying. Yes, economics have always been one of the instruments of economic or foreign policy. And a lot of times they refer to the overall as DIME, D-I-M-E. I've talked about it in the show in the past. DIME being diplomacy, intelligence or information, depending upon which one you read. Military is the M, and then E is economics. So, yes, if you're going to employ all of the means of foreign policy, you're going to be using DIME, all right? If you're trying to move forward with a position in statesmanship or brinksmanship, you're using DIME. It's diplomacy. It's information or intelligence. It's military. It's economics. They're all on the table at all times. Yeah, I get it. But when have you seen, to the extent that we're seeing right now in recent history, when have you seen that energy was the source of conflict or generating additional sources of conflict? Story I've got right here on Newsmax. Newsmax, Russia cuts off gas to Europe until sanctions lifted. So, yes. I mean, first of all, what did the Europeans think was going to happen? And what's really galling is if you go back and look at the videos, I even saw it on TV just over the weekend, I believe. When Trump spoke, I think he spoke at the EU, and he told them, you've got to get off of Russian energy. He literally said that Germany was going to wind up paying a price for being so dependent upon Russian energy sources. And the German delegation on the side, you could see they were snickering and looking at each other and rolling their eyes. Well, how do you like me now as Your chancellor, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, said on Sunday of this week that his government has got to get away from those gas deliveries from Russia. He says himself, Russia is no longer a reliable energy partner, Scholz told a news conference in Berlin. Well, the story I've got from Newsmax, Russia cuts off gas to Europe till sanctions lifted. Russia will keep gas supplies to Europe via the Nord Stream 1 pipeline shut down completely until the West lifts its sanctions against Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine, the Kremlin says. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday laid blame for the shutdown squarely on the sanctions introduced against our country by Western countries, including Germany and the UK, for Russia's gas shutdowns. And he went on to say other reasons that would cause problems with the pumping don't exist. What he's saying is it's you. We're doing this because of you. Well, so first of all, you get to where you're dependent on somebody. The somebody screws up and you feel like you have no choice but to sanction them for screwing up. And they say, fine, that we don't have to give you what you've been wanting from us. And they're not. Since he ordered the February 24th invasion of Ukraine, President Vladimir Putin says the United States and its allies have embarked on an economic war on Russia with the most severe sanctions in modern history, warning that they will face now an energy crisis as a result. EU countries have repeatedly rejected Moscow's line, accusing it of weaponizing energy supplies. Well, get this. Russia is the world's second largest exporter after Saudi Arabia. It's the world's top natural gas and wheat exporter. Europe imports 40% of its gas and 30% of its oil from Russia. That's a significant chunk, y'all. So Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has now told folks, this is from the National Post, nationalpost.com, dated 2 days ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told Europeans to expect a difficult winter as the Russian assault in his country leads to cuts in oil and gas exports by Moscow, as the continent's leaders worked on Sunday to ease the impact of high energy prices. I mean, he said in his daily address to his people, Russia is preparing a decisive energy blow on all Europeans for this winter because the European winters are significant, and if they can't heat their homes, they know they can beat down the politicos and they will lose their will when the constituents begin screaming. Just saying. Now, here's the thing. And this is where I switched gears. We're watching on the world stage as Russia, a bad actor on the world stage, has wormed its way in to a level of dependence with multiple other countries who are now opposed to Russia's actions. And so Russia says, fine, then we will not give you that thing you need. It's like a junkie not being able to get what they need. Well, that's maybe a bad analogy because on the one hand, junkies want something that's bad for them. In this case, people just want to heat their homes, but everything has been geared now to having to get it from the supplier, Russia. But what about back here at home? Are we being held hostage here at home? Are we being subjected to a cultural war where they're putting in place policies that we're having to experience on a regular basis? Yeah, we are. Like, how about this? California is ate up with green energy policies. Like, you know the deal. It's California. And for those of y'all out there, by the way, our second biggest podcast download group is out in there's hundreds of y'all out in California. Thank you very much. We love you and blessings on you. And, you know, Radio Free Alabama is still here if you want to move to the South. We'd love to have you. But here's a story from Politico, dated September 1st. Fear of blackouts sways California lawmakers on nuclear power plant extension. Ha! So I actually wrote ha in the margin of my paper right here. Sacramento, California lawmakers agreed early Thursday to postpone the planned closure of the state's last nuclear power plant, accepting a divisive plan proposed by none other than Gavin Newsom as part of a broad energy package pushed through in the final days of the legislative session. It's the Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. They were going to close it. No reason, just they don't like it. And it's scary. It's not clean. No, we need it to go away because we need just wind and solar and, I don't know, grass power. I don't know what they're going to do. Anyway, scheduled to close in 2025, it provides 10% of the state's power. At a time right now when they're trying to push for a higher burden on their energy grid by mandating that by 2025, a third of all vehicles are going to be emission-free, meaning they're electric, and that by the year 2035, all vehicles sold will be emission-free. Well, I'm saying they can't find their backside with both hands. But the reality is this. How are you going to shut down something that produces 10% of your power? Well, they figured it out. They realized they can't. However, guess what happened? Environmental groups fought the extension, citing nuclear safety. What do those environmental groups think is going to happen? The people of California are being held hostage by these environmental activists who are literally saying, we believe you should shut it down. Why? I don't know. It's scary. What does that mean? Well, nuclear safety. And so what did they do? Assembly Democrats then circulated a counterproposal to spend a lot more money on building out the solar and wind. So, yeah, you're being held hostage. The ransom is due more in the Green New Steel. But it's not just California. Got a story here from Fox Business, dated July 12th. Texas power crisis underscores green energy unreliability, expert says. Get used to more blackouts. Well, I'll tell you what, this story is starting to play out. And we're going to talk about that, and then I'm going to get back to, what about back here at home? What about Huntsville Utilities having to raise their rates? What about TVA? What about Alabama Power? Because we're seeing right now, in some places of the nation, they're looking at a 200% increase in their utilities. Why? Because we're energy hostages. Take us to a break, brother. We'll come back and finish this segment up. But I'm just telling you, folks, being an energy hostage stinks. And you either got to pay the ransom to get out, or you got to live without being able to turn your lights on when the rolling blackouts start, or you got to set your thermostat up to 78 degrees, which is just not good. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More where that came from. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, so I got two stories in a row here as I keep continuing on with my, you know, energy hostages. That's number one of the triple dipper. Energy hostages. I mean, so when have you ever seen so much of the energy sector becoming a coercive tool, or for that matter, even a weapon of war? You're looking at right now in Ukraine and in rest of Western Europe. You're looking at major crises brewing right now as Russia, which supplies 30% of the energy required to heat homes in Western Europe, they've shut it off because of sanctions, because of the war in Ukraine. And so that's affecting Europe in a big way. But back here at home, what we're seeing more than anything is we're seeing the culture war hold the rest of us hostage. I got two stories here on Fox Business, one dated July 12th, the other June 23rd, but they're fairly recent. The first one is related to Texas by itself. Texas power crisis underscores green energy unreliability, expert says. Get used to more blackouts. Energy expert Jonathan Lesser warned that power crisis in Texas underscores the broader problems of green energy in an interview Tuesday on Fox News. Lesser is an adjunct fellow at the Manhattan Institute who has more than 30 years of energy industry experience, argued that because of renewable energy resources, intermittent quality, and the lack of reliable utility-scale battery storage infrastructure, it's forcing a green transition will lead to more power outages. What his bottom line is saying is they're forcing the change too fast. We can get there, but we can't get there this fast. He points out, for instance, in Texas, they are one of the states that has committed more effort to green energy policies than any other. And Texas has more wind than most states. So they've set up a great deal of wind power infrastructure. Well, he points out, he says, between 2 and 3 p.m. On most days, that's what they call the tightest hour. Wind power in Texas, though, produces a meager 8% of its total capacity during that tighter hour. The least windy time of the year is summer, he says, when electricity demand in Texas peaks. So you've got a resource that you're putting a lot of money into that's it's at its highest in the spring and fall when electricity demand is also the lowest. That means that wind as a resource has a low economic value because you want something that's available when demand is highest. That makes good sense. The other story I've got, though, is just in general. Green energy policies will push prices higher this summer, FERC commissioners warned. FERC is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So it says federal and state policies designed to rapidly decarbonize the U.S. economy will lead already high energy prices to surge further this summer. Oh, great. Well, yeah, what they're looking at right now is August. We just passed August. August was going to be the rate increase month, and it was. It says climate policies in this article, climate policies, for example, have led to an increasing number of premature natural gas power plant shutdowns and decreased investment in domestic fossil fuel infrastructure development, the FERC officials told Fox News. Switching too quickly from traditional fossil fuel power generation to wind and solar also increases the possibility of an unstable grid and widespread outages. It goes on to say that this guy who was being interviewed, his last name is Chatterjee. Chatterjee said, who served on the FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, between 2017 and 2021, continued, I think that we have prioritized decarbonization over reliability. And sadly, he said, it's going to take a catastrophic event to recalibrate things and recenter our focus on reliability. What an amazing thing to think that we have an expert here saying that we moved so fast towards renewability that we left behind reliability. He says consumers in New England alone are expected to pay 200% more for electricity year over year this summer. My gosh. One company in Colorado called Xcel, which is the one that just recently surprised everybody, 22,000 people came home and found that their thermostats had been locked out by their power source generator, and they were not allowed to change the temperature in their homes. Wow. Just wow. Well, they have raised their rates four times in the last 4 years. Yeah, there's that. But how about back here at home? WHNT in Huntsville reported on July 22nd, Huntsville Utilities customers met with a shocking price hike. Says Huntsville Utilities customers are experiencing rate shock on their latest bill as the global energy crisis drives up prices, forcing families to make key financial decisions. Says Huntsville Utilities and TVA say the rising cost of fuel has changed the landscape and customers are bearing the brunt. The fuel costs are what the TVA pays for natural gas and the supply to homes that generate electricity. They say it's a pass-through, and I understand that. But when you see us being held hostage to green energy policies, and those green energy policies get passed through to our wallets, it hurts. And you begin to realize if you want to turn on the lights, if you want to adjust the thermostat, you will have to pay the ransom, and the ransom is coming right now in the form of rate hikes. 1819 News, July 28th. Record high inflation on energy leads to higher gas prices and utility bills. Lauren Walsh did this report. She says the price of energy is up 41.6% in the past year. 41.6%. Now, we know what the gas pumps have been like, but it says the price of electricity is 13.7% increase, the largest 12-month increase since 2006. Consumers are paying more for natural gas with an annual 38% increase. 38% increase in natural gas. Paul Cleveland, a professor of economics at Birmingham Southern, also attributes this to federal environmental policies. When you impose regulations on energy businesses, that increases their cost of doing business, he says. You think? Alabama Power, 1.5 million customers saw their rates go up by 5% in August. I'm just saying, folks. Spire Gas Company, 4% increase in December and again in April. And we are hostages to these federal policies that are dictating the terms of how we live. And the ransom that we're having to pay to be an energy hostage are rate increases. You're seeing it on the international stage and you're seeing it right here at home. Energy hostages. There you go. All right, folks, I'm going to come back after this. Number two in the Triple Dipper, the march to the midterms. We'll be right back.